Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Yeah, can I have a number three with cheese and a large coffee?
Wolfing down your lunch. Serving up today's top sports stories with Wolf and Luke.
Man, does it smell good.
It is noon on a Friday. It is time for Wolfing Down Your Lunch. Aaron Maloney is here. As always, thankfully, Aaron.
So, we just listened to a good portion of the Gary Bettman, NHL commissioner, and Coyotes owner Alex Mruello press conference about the Coyotes relocating to Salt Lake City. What was your guys' reaction to that?
Yeah, I do think there's a lot there to unpack, especially when Bettman talks, because that's obviously the guy making the final decisions on these things. The one thing I'll isolate is where he talked about how this wouldn't really be an expansion situation. He kept saying, you know, it's a team that's inactive, but it's almost like the Coyotes are a 33rd team right now that just doesn't have players or an arena. But they, I know that sounds ridiculous, but they're not. It's not like I was saying earlier, some guy in San Diego hoping to get a team or some guy in Kansas City hoping to get a team. For now, there is a team if you can build the arena. Wolf, he basically said reactivate the Valley. I couldn't, like, Kenny Dillingham is someone Kenny, like, hey, that's almost my line.
Yeah, you know, honestly, right now, I just think PR. I think of PR, public relations, and how important PR is to a professional organization. Especially when you're getting ready to try to put something into the ground and build an arena and build a complex, you're going to need a lot of goodwill. And the media is something that you're going to need, I think, to win over to some degree if you're Alex Mruello. And I didn't think he did a very good job of that.
The Phoenix Suns and the Timberwolves get underway tomorrow in Minnesota for game one of their best of seven series. So our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at arizonasports.com, and it asks, which aspect of the T-Wolves' big three should concern the Suns most? Is it Anthony Edwards attacking, Karl Anthony Towns shooting, or Rudy Gobert defending the rim?
I'm still going to go with Ant-Man, even though he has struggled against the Suns this year. That's the one where if he plays to his potential. Look, if he doesn't play to his potential, I don't think Minnesota has much of a chance. If he does, then you could make a case this is a 50-50 series.
I'm going to go Rudy Gobert protecting the rim. And the reason being is because I think the only chance the T-Wolves have of winning this series is being more physical than the Phoenix Suns. And Rudy Gobert doing what you just said, Mel, is going to be the tip of the spear of that physicality. They're going to need to be more physical than the Phoenix Suns. And I think of Rudy Gobert when I think of that.
So 69% said Anthony Edwards attacking, 23% Karl Anthony Towns shooting, 8% Rudy Gobert defending the rim. What are your predictions for the series?
I went Suns in six for arizonasports.com. I feel like that's a pretty, I feel good about that number, Suns in six.
You know, I've been back and forth on this, and of course the Phoenix Suns, to me, it's my own personal belief that you've got to be consistent. You have to be consistent going forward, and because they've been so inconsistent, so up and down, in my opinion, I think it's going seven, and I think the Suns win it in seven.
Jordan Montgomery will make his Arizona Diamondbacks debut tonight against the Giants. So what does D-backs GM Mike Hazen expect to see from the team's newest pitcher? He told you guys earlier this week.
We're excited. Look, he's an accomplished major league pitcher. Everybody in this market saw him pitch against us in key situations last year. We're glad we have him. I think he's going to add a level of stability to our rotation that is critical over 162. And I'm excited to see him go pitch.
I think we're all excited.
Yes.
To see him go pitch. What do you guys expect to see?
I mean, as far as tonight, it's probably not going to be, what, maybe five innings? Maybe. But I do expect to see. I mean, we kind of got skewed in the playoffs because against the Diamondbacks in the World Series game, he gave up four runs in six innings. But prior to that, he had given up six total runs in 25 innings in the playoffs. He was lights out for Texas. He's a major reason they won the World Series. But if you only watched him pitch in the playoffs when he pitched against the Diamondbacks, you might not fully appreciate how good he was.
You know, I expect him to go out and be locked in, yet knowing that he didn't have a true spring, I think you're right on that. If he goes five, that'll be a smashing success.
Yeah.
I think for the most part. If he gets six, oh my goodness. That's a great debut.
Torrey's going to be a mess in that sixth inning if he's pitching a sixth.
But once again, I can't wait. I think we all can't wait to actually see it. To actually see how he does step number one of his Diamondbacks career. His stay here for 1 year. We'll see.
The NCAA has partially ruled on the Arizona State recruiting violations case under Herm Edwards' staff, handing down more penalties after the 2023 self-imposed bowl ban. The NCAA is handing down 4 years of probation for ASU, vacated wins, a scholarship reduction, recruiting restrictions, and disassociation with an involved booster for a five-year period. Your reaction? What a good week.
Seriously, when is it Friday?
Finally!
Maybe I've just gotten numb to this.
But also not quite.
Yeah, not quite Friday.
No, finally.
Friday. Okay.
Are you saying finally it's Friday?
No. No, I was just saying at least we have some, we have something.
They've conducted some interviews?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, apparently they've brought some clarity to the situation.
You know, I'm so... Like, and I think a lot of ASU fans with football right now are so beaten down, not because of Kenny Dillingham, but just because of the state of the NIL and what was allowed to happen before Kenny got here and what he's trying to rebuild with. It feels like they keep tying a hand behind his back. It feels like somebody just stole my debit card only to find out I have 30 cents in my bank account. Like, oh, I lost my debit card. There's nothing in there anyway. That's kind of how it feels right now. Like, all right. I mean, go ahead and throw penalties at us. What are we winning, like 3 games a year right now?
Yeah, can I just say quickly on this, too? You brought it up, Kenny Dillingham. It's amazing because Herm Edwards was negligent in his job, and I was a big Herm Edwards fan. I was happy he was here, and yet to find out that he was disengaged to a degree in which we saw this team play and the undisciplined play they played with. They went from a guy that was disengaged to a guy that all he does is look for engagement in Kenny Dillingham. And regardless of what comes down from the NCAA, to me, I love the fact Kenny's here.
I've said this before. I think he's cleaning up a bunch of other people's messes, and he's not getting a lot of help. And I think he's the perfect guy to do that because he is so engaged. Also, Jaden Rashada transferred. Awesome. All right. That was Wolf and Down Your Lunch. Thank you, Aaron, as always.